Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll explore how AI and human teams can work together. Let's roll.
Ever imagine having like a robot best friend?
Yeah.
One who gets all your emotions. Well, that's the kind of world that Apple TV's Sunny creates.
Yeah.
And it goes way deeper than just like your typical robot story.
Right.
So today, we are going on a deep dive into this show, Sunny.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think it's to explore the themes, and then we're going to see how some of that stuff connects back to real life, too.
Okay, cool.
Like working in teams.
So what's really neat about this show is it takes this really futuristic setting.
Right.
And uses it to explore these like universal human experiences, grief, how we connect with others.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about how technology might change all of that.
Yeah, the show centers on Susie, who's played by Rashida Jones.
Oh, cool.
And her AI companion, Sunny.
Okay.
She's going through a lot of loss.
Okay.
And Sunny becomes this very unique source of support.
Right. But it's not all like sunshine and robots.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the big themes that Sunny really digs into is trust and deception.
Okay.
And think about it. Even with people that we're like super close to.
Right.
We don't always get the full picture.
Yeah, that's true.
And in this show, Susie finds out some secrets about her husband that really shake things up. And it makes you wonder how well you can really ever know someone.
Right.
Whether it's a person or even, like you were saying, an AI.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting how those secrets kind of get all tangled up with her grief and how she remembers the past.
Yeah.
It's almost like the show is saying that the way we remember things can actually shift.
Right.
Depending on what we're going through emotionally.
Yeah. And the flashbacks in Sunny do such a good job of showing that.
Uh-huh.
You know, they show how memories can be fluid.
Yeah.
Almost like they're being rewritten by grief.
Well, and then that ties into another interesting piece of it. AI as a mirror.
Okay. So unpack that for me.
Okay.
What does that mean? AI as a mirror.
Okay. So think about this. When you look in a mirror, you see your reflection.
Right.
Well, in Sunny, the AI companion isn't just there to help.
Okay.
It becomes a reflection of Susie's inner world.
I see.
Her emotions, even her biases.
Okay.
It's like the AI is helping her to see herself more clearly.
Wow.
Which is something we can all probably relate to, even without robots running around, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So we've got trust, memory, and this whole idea of AI reflecting back at us.
Yeah.
But how does any of this connect to something like teamwork? I mean, most of us aren't working with robots yet.
True.
That's not yet.
Right. But it's all about the human dynamics.
Okay.
And Sunny gives us a really cool way to look at that.
Okay.
Like Susie, being an American woman living in Japan.
Right.
She's constantly dealing with cultural differences.
Yeah.
And that's like a mini version of what happens in diverse teams where people from all different backgrounds have to figure out how to work together.
That's a great point.
You know,
it's like Susie's journey is kind of a mirror for the challenges and the rewards of working in a diverse environment.
Exactly. In teams, just like in Susie's relationship with Sunny.
Yeah.
It's super important to build trust.
Uh-huh.
Understand different perspectives.
Right.
And recognize that everybody brings something unique to the table.
I like that.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And that's kind of where the show's ideas about bringing AI into the mix gets really interesting.
Okay.
It's like just as Susie's figuring out how to work with Sunny, companies are trying to figure out how to make AI part of their teams.
Okay.
It's not just about having this cool new tech.
Right.
It's about using it in a way that actually makes things better for everybody.
So it's not about like replacing people with robots.
No, not at all. Okay. It's about finding ways for them to actually work well together.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And Sunny shows how important it is to design these AI systems to really be team players.
Okay.
Need to be able to get human emotions and know how to respond to them.
Right.
It can't just be all about data.
Okay. So like instead of having a chatbot that just spits out the same old responses.
Right.
It could tell when a customer is getting frustrated.
Exactly. Yeah. And then smoothly pass them off to a real person.
Gotcha. So it's like creating an AI that actually makes the team stronger.
That's the idea.
Okay.
But there's another really important part.
What's that?
Building trust between people and AI.
Okay. Yeah, because you wouldn't want to work with someone you couldn't trust.
Exactly.
How do you build trust with a machine?
That's a good question.
It's not like you can just have lunch with it.
Right. You can't just go grab a coffee with the chatbot.
Right. Exactly.
I think a big part of it is transparency. These AI systems have got to be able to explain how they make decisions so people can understand how they work and why they're suggesting certain things.
So, like, if you're in a hospital and there's an AI helping doctors figure out what's wrong with patients, it shouldn't just be like, this is what they have.
Right. It can't just give an answer. Yeah. It's got to give the reasoning behind it.
Okay.
So the doctors can really trust what it's saying.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah. And another thing is that human and AI teams need to have the same goals.
Okay.
Just like Sunny and Susie are both working to figure out what really happened. If the AI's goals are different from the humans, it's going to cause problems.
Right. It'll lead to, like, conflict and mistrust.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for example, if an AI is being used in a factory to make things more efficient, it shouldn't just be focused on speed and output.
Right.
It also has to think about human safety.
Okay.
And whether people are happy in their jobs.
So finding that balance.
Exactly. And last but not least, roles and responsibilities have got to be clear.
Okay.
Just like Sunny has this specific role in supporting Susie,
AI
systems need to know exactly what their job is.
Okay.
And where the lines are.
Gotcha. So like when a company is hiring someone, an AI could go through the resumes and pick out good candidates.
Right.
But the human manager should make the final call.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between what humans are really good at and what AI can bring to the table.
So Sunny gives us a lot to think about.
It really does.
Especially now with AI being everywhere.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even with all this amazing technology, the human side of things is still really important.
Right.
It's about figuring out how to use AI to make our connections and our teamwork even better.
Okay.
And not to just get rid of those things altogether.
Makes sense. You know what really got to me about Sunny?
Mm.
It's how it uses this futuristic world to kind of show us ourselves.
Right, true.
Like it holds up this mirror to our own lives right now.
Yeah, and it doesn't shy away from asking some hard questions about how we interact with technology and what does it even mean to be human when AI is driving so much of the world?
Like if we all had AI companions like Sunny. Would we become way too dependent on them for emotional support?
Right.
And would we end up losing the ability
to
connect with other people?
Mm.
Like on a real deep level.
That's something we really need to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, Sunny doesn't give us easy answers.
Right.
But it makes us think critically about the choices we're making.
Yeah.
Both on our own and as a whole society.
I think that's what makes Sunny so powerful.
It really
is. It's not just entertainment. It's like it sparks a conversation.
Yeah. And that conversation is more important now than ever.
Yeah.
With AI getting more and more woven into our lives.
Right.
It's so important that we really get the impact it can have.
Yeah.
On our emotions, our relationships.
Uh-huh.
Even our sense of self.
Yeah, Sunny is reminding us that technology is ultimately just a tool.
Absolutely.
And like any tool, it can be used in good ways and bad.
Exactly. It's up to us to decide how we want to use it to make our lives better, to connect with each other, to explore what it means to be human.
So if you're ready for a show that will challenge your assumptions about AI emotions and what it means to be human in the future, you've got to check out Sunny.
Absolutely. It's one of those shows that sticks with you long after you've finished watching it.
Yeah.
And it leaves you with a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you.
And that's what a great deep dive is all about, right?
Exactly.
It's about opening up our minds and asking the big questions.
It's about embracing what we don't know.
Yeah.
And using knowledge to grow and connect with each other.
So that wraps up our deep dive into Sunny.
Mm.
Hope you enjoyed the journey with us.
Yeah.
And maybe found something to think about along the way.
Remember, the exploration doesn't stop here.
Right.
Keep asking those questions. Keep learning.
Yeah.
And keep connecting with the world.
Yeah.
That's the heart of a deep dive.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See you later, bud.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.